Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
So you like the first one?
I like the first one.
Okay, you big McCain voter.
Oh, no!
Oh, Obama, he's too bland for me. I don't think I can vote for a black old bland man.
Oh, man. I knew I was going to pick the wrong one. I always do.
Now I'm going to try it. Let's see. I'm trying McCain. Kendall's fave.
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, Cliff!
Hey!
I think we should change that intro to two fat.
I think so too.
Yeah. I'll stop there. So, Cliff, what are we talking about today?
Kendall, I'm eating a fiber bar. Have you forgotten that our sponsor is Fiber One?
I have not forgotten. And speaking of Fiber One, today is all about shit.
Oh!
Everybody does it, listeners, so you might as well calm down. Don't get all annoyed or upset or offended. Everybody shits.
Now, one thing I used to do that my roommate and BFF for life, Amanda, who we used to work at Sears together in the mall.
Yeah.
And we used to sit in the parking lot and we would say, just think of, you know, so-and-so pooping. And we thought that it was hilarious, and it really is the great equalizer, because if there's like somebody awful that you just hate, think of them pooping. They poop too.
Well, you know, pooping is sort of it's like the last standout between somebody that you know. You know, it's like you know somebody, and then you wait for a really long time, and finally you pass a little gas in front of each other, and you're like, oh, ha, that's funny. And then you move on, and you get to the point where finally it's like, oh, you're pooping, it's funny, I gotta go take a shit.
Kendall, I remember the first time you passed gas in front of me.
I was just about to bring that up.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do. We were at the movie theater. We went and saw Holes, the movie Holes.
I think, now see, this is the only part where we differentiate. I think we went to see Adaptation.
No. I remember it like it was yesterday. I did not see Adaptation with you.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Anyway, we saw the movie Holes.
Everybody, we're like an old married couple, and I'm like the wife who is right. And who knows what really happened.
And I'm like the husband that is, will say, yes, honey, you're right. And then turn around and say, she is ridiculously wrong. We were watching Holes and we were leaving the movie theater and I just could not hold out any longer. I let a big gas cloud out. And now, first of all, I should say that, you know, usually when I pass gas, it does not smell. But this one time, it smelled like the Grim Reaper had invaded my bowels.
Okay.
And I remember you saying, God, it smells like somebody has a full diaper in here. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, it's terrible. And I just went on with my life.
This illustrates two points. The points that everybody poops and poots. And the other point in how two people who experienced the exact same thing can remember it two completely different ways.
Well, I think we know who is correct.
We do. The one whose name comes first in the show. And ouch.
Gonna have to change the name of the show.
Now I'm gonna tell my version.
Kendall and Cliff, fat to fat.
Cliff and Kendall. We went to see Adaptation. And I said that. And then we were sitting there in the theater and we were sitting there waiting for the movie to start, and I said, it smells so bad in here. I said, I really think someone has left a dirty diaper like right behind us, and we had to get up and move because it smelled so bad. And it was years later that I brought that up to you. I was like, Kendall, remember when we were in that movie theater and somebody left a dirty diaper behind us? And Susan was there. She started to laugh and you said, no, that was because I farted up the joint. It was not okay. a dirty diaper.
First of all, you're on crack because I remember that we never moved. It was when we were leaving the theater.
Isn't that funny, listeners, how everybody has these things that happen?
Anyway, we'll just agree to disagree. But so, now Cliff, I have this book that is called What Does Your Poo Tell About You?
I've heard of it.
Because, you know, when I was in the store, I saw this book called that, and I thought, oh my God, that would be the best book to own. So I bought it.
You thought, why don't we do another spinoff just about shit?
And it's a really good bathroom reader.
I would imagine. You identify with it a lot.
You do. And it tells what every type of poop says about you. And there are lots of different kinds. You know, there's everything from pooforia to the second steak where you think you're done and you have to sit back down for an encore. So,
now, Kendall, when you were little, what did you what would you say what did you call going number two?
Oh, this is a great story, actually.
Oh, good.
Because
was I there? Should I get ready to tell my version of what really happened?
You should get ready to. when I was little, my mother, taught me to tell her that I, had used the bath, or I need to use the bathroom, and so we're in the grocery store, and I said, "Mom, I just doo-doo-doo in my pants." And I screamed it throughout the store as I was looking for her, so she got real embarrassed.
Had you just doo-dooed in your pants?
Well, why would I say that if I didn't when I was a child?
How old were you?
I was like 5.
Okay.
I was like 27.
All right, now, because I said doo-doo, too. That's what I would say. Like, I have to go doo-doo.
Uh-huh.
I guess probably we're Southern. It makes sense that we both say the same thing. but anyway, speaking, similar to that, this happened to me, but I was much older. I was probably 8 years old, and my mom and I were at Sam Goody. You remember Sam Goody?
I do.
Where you buy CDs and tapes and videos. And so we were at Sam Goody's, which is my favorite store of all time. I loved it. To me, it was like going to an amusement park, because I just couldn't imagine that you had all those great things in the same place.
Now you just sign on to iTunes.
Now you do, or you go to Amazon. And it really is not, that really was my favorite store. But anyway, I was there with my mom one day. She said that. No. She didn't. I was there. I was looking at what cassette tape I was going to buy, right? And I thought, oh, I got to get a cassette tape, blah, blah, blah. And
you were getting the Michael Jackson Thriller album.
Probably. And I told my mom, I said, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to do I have to go pee-pee. And she said, well, just hold it. Because we're all, we live close to there at that time. And so just hold it until we get home. And so
first of all, okay. Something you never tell a child.
Exactly. And so I said, okay. And so I was standing there looking at cassette tapes, thinking of how much I wanted, Madonna, the Immaculate Collection or whatever.
and you didn't want to tell your mother you was gay.
Right. But I did get the Immaculate Collection for Christmas that year. But she was shocked. She was shocked, everybody, when I was gay. But anyway, I was standing there looking at the Immaculate Collection, and I could not hold it any longer. And so I just started going number one all down the front of my pants.
Yeah.
All down my legs. And part of me thought that the same thing in A Christmas Story when Ralphie steps on his glasses, he's like, I'll just fake it. Nobody will ever know. And I thought, I'll just fake it. Nobody will know that I have wet my pants and have urine all over me. And so she comes over there. She comes over and she cannot believe that I'm standing there actively peeing in my pants, just standing there. And she's so mad, so angry, so everything. But the next day, one of the few times, and now she's very nice and wonderful, but one of the few times I remember her apologizing to me. The next day she said, I'm really sorry because I feel like it was bad of me not to ask where the bathroom was. When obviously you had to go to the bathroom. So, this was after I was traumatized by the whole thing.
Look at it like your mother thinking, your personality is like, well, I'll show you. I'll piss in my pants right here.
Well, but see, it wasn't I didn't want to, but I could not hold it any longer.
Now, not to I mean, this is definitely on the subject, but not to take up time too much.
Yeah.
Have you ever shit your pants, Cliff?
The closest I ever came.
No, whoa. You've never shit your pants.
What do you define shit your pants?
Shit comes out of your rectum in your pants.
I was gonna say what I thought about that, but you go first.
Well, my aunt used to have this this business where we would go to all these flea markets and sell t-shirts. I know I've talked about it on the show before. And so we were over on Trinity Lane.
And
I had to go really bad. And there was a Crystal's right next door. And I told my mom, I said, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom so bad. I'm feeling sick to my stomach. And she said, well, just hold on 1 minute. And so 59 seconds later, I completely had to... had diarrhea all in my pants.
Oh my God.
And it was the most awful feeling ever. And so we had to of course, luckily we sold clothing at the flea market. So we got a pair of like sweatpants and I had to clean up and put on these clothes. But that was the worst ever. But I can't believe you've never shit your pants.
Not like 100% completely. The two times I remember when you say shit your pants, what jumps to my mind is one time when I was like in second grade. I remember being waiting at home, we were about to go to school, and I don't know, I was little and I thought I should just hold it. I can hold it until I get there. Blah blah blah. And I was sitting there on the couch and I sat there until I did poop a little bit in my pants. And I said that, and then I ran to the bathroom and pooped out the rest of it. And later, this later story happened around the same time where I peed all in Sam Goody's, which probably is why they went out of business. Because they it all smelled like
urine. Because they didn't have a public restroom.
Right. Well, they did. We just didn't ask for it. But anyway, I was at a restaurant, an Italian restaurant with my dad. Just he and I. And I remember vividly, I was wearing white shorts. And a young fat boy, don't wear white shorts. If you're a young fat boy, this is a bad, but it was the 90s. It was a different time.
White shorts and were in.
They were. I thought I was Vanilla Ice or somebody. And so, wearing the white shorts. I thought I was Fresh Prince. And so, but anyway, I went and I had horrible diarrhea. And somehow it got all over the back of these white shorts that I was wearing. Maybe I did the same thing. Maybe I was into that back then. I was like, I'll just sit here and wait until oh no, I just shit a little bit. And then I went and got to the bathroom.
Diarrhea sneaks up on me.
Yeah, and so, So I remember having to untuck my shirt and pull up my white shorts as far as they would go. And so I would try to hide the big doo-doo stains on the back.
Well, Cliff, we have not even begun to scratch the surface of shit, but I think it's time for some bad jokes.
All right.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey.
It's time for some shitty bad jokes.
Well, I guarantee this is the one time they're going to live up to your description.
Oops, I just crapped my pants. Ooh. All right, Cliff. Well, now, one Sunday morning, everyone in one bright, beautiful, tiny town got up early and went to the local church.
How wonderful.
Now, before the services started, the townspeople were sitting in the pews and talking about their lives, their families, and suddenly, Satan appeared at the front of the church.
No!
Yeah,
no!
He did.
No!
And everyone started screaming and running for the entrance, trampling each other in a frantic effort to get away from the evil incarnate. Now, soon everyone was evacuated from the church except for one elderly gentleman who sat calmly in his pew, not moving, seemingly oblivious to the fact that God's ultimate enemy was in his presence.
How can you believe him?
Now, this confused Satan, as you might assume that it would.
I'm confused.
And so he walked up to the man and he says, "Don't you know who I am?" He sounded just like that. He sounded like
like a big fat podcaster.
Like a big fat drunk podcaster. "Don't you know who I am?" And the man says, "Yep, sure do." And Satan says, "Aren't you afraid of me?" And he says, "Nope, sure ain't." And Satan, he was a little perturbed at this point. And he queried, well, why aren't you afraid of me? And the man calmly says, well, I've been married to your sister for over 48 years.
Oh.
What an asshole.
Howza McGowza.
Howza McGowza. What was that from?
Howcha McGowcha. It's in some song. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Some musical big fat gay homos like us.
Google it. Remember. Google it, listeners.
Google it, everybody. All right, now, Kendall, a young man asked his father one day. Guess who this young man was? Little Johnny.
Little Johnny. Will anybody ever teach him the right ways, Cliff?
I don't think that they will, because he asked his father this question. Dad, how many kinds of breasts are there?
And the dad,
you know, he was surprised, and he answered, he said, well, little Johnny, there are 3 kinds of breasts. In her 20s, a woman's breasts are like melons, round and firm. In her 30s and 40s, they are like pears, still nice, but hanging a bit. And after 60, son, they are like onions. Onions, says little Johnny. Yes, you see them, and they make you cry.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
Well, that's the reason Johnny is the way he is, because his father says things like that.
Exactly.
Now, Cliff, a group of people were in a shipwreck and were stranded on an island. Speaking of that, I can't wait for Lost to start back.
Whenever, Kendall, it's already over. You missed the last episode.
I know. The group consisted of 12 women and 1 man. Now, after a few months, the woman grew horny.
Kendall, can you believe if I was that man, how upset all those 12 women would be?
Well, just wait till the end of the joke. Okay. So all the women, they were really horny. And it was decided that the man needed to take 2 women a day and that they allowed him to have Sundays off.
Oh.
Now, one day on and a day off. It was just relaxing when he noticed a boat nearing and he felt hopeful that maybe they would just be rescued at last. And the boat was almost to the island when he saw a guy and he noticed it was a man in the boat. As he got out, the first guy said, oh my God, buddy, I am ever glad to see you. To which the second guy replied, well, all right, sweetie, it's been a long time for me too. And the first man says, oh hell, there goes my Sundays.
Oh.
he was homosexual, Cliff.
Can you imagine, like, if I was stranded on an island with 12 women, and they're like, oh, can you, not that this would happen, but, like, in the land of joke world, they'd be like, oh, can you bone us all? And I'd have to be like, well, have you not ever heard of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast? I'm the one who wants Zac Efron's disco stick.
Well, sometimes you would just do what was good for the people of the world.
Okay. Now, Kendall, a young woman asks her mother. This is little Jenny. She says, Mom,
little Jenny,
how many kinds of wangs are there?
Oh.
And the mom, Kendall, she's so surprised. She answers, well, little Jenny. She didn't say that.
Thank God she didn't say that.
She didn't say that. Well, little Jenny, she says, a man goes through 3 phases. In a man's 20s, his wang is like an oak, mighty and hard. In his 30s and 40s, it is like a birch, flexible but reliable. And in his 60s, Kendall, it's like a Christmas tree. A Christmas tree, replies little Jenny. Yes, says the mom, dried up and the balls are there for decoration only.
Oh, man. Cliff, I'm still like a muddy oak. Now,
is it any wonder when Barbara Walters asked us both, what kind of tree are you? We both replied in unison, a Christmas tree.
And now a husband and a wife want to go take golf lessons from a pro at the local golf club.
Oh,
now the
like
man
Tiger,
and woman,
can you believe all that with Tiger Woods all that time ago?
Now the man and woman, they meet the pro and head to the driving range. That's where I like to go. And the man, he goes up first, he swings and hits the ball 100 yards. And now the golf pro, he says, now, you know, this might be Tiger Woods teaching this class, I don't know. He says, now, not bad. Now, hold your club as firmly as you hold your wife's breasts. And the man, he follows the instructions, hits the ball 300 yards. And the golf pro, he says, excellent. Now, it's the woman's turn, and she hits the ball 30 yards. And the golf pro, he says, not bad, but try holding the club like you hold your husband's penis.
Now,
she swings, and she only hits the ball 10 yards. And the golf pro, he says, well, not bad, but why don't you go ahead and take that club out of your mouth? Oh, that filthy slut.
Oh, they're all filthy sluts. All golfers are filthy sluts.
Yeah, all golfing women. Filthy sluts.
No, Tiger Woods, can you believe him?
Oh, he is a filthy slut.
Kendall, one day little Johnny went to visit his grandma. And while playing with toys in her bedroom, as grandma was dusting the furniture, he looked up and said, Grandma, how come you don't have a boyfriend? And grandma replied, little Johnny, my TV is my boyfriend. Ooh. I can sit in my room and watch it all day long. The TV evangelists keep me company and make me feel good. The comedies make me laugh. I'm so happy with my TV as my boyfriend. That's what I me too, Kendall. I'm happy with my TV as my boyfriend.
I'm married to my TV.
Whoa. And grandma, she turned on the old TV with rap, you know, this was an old timey joke before this digital age. And grandma, she turned on the old TV with rabbit ears, antenna. And the picture, it was horrible. She started adjusting the antenna and knobs, trying to get the picture in focus. Finally, Kendall, she was frustrated, and she started hitting the back of the TV, hoping to fix the problem. And the little boy heard the doorbell ring, so he hurried to the door. And when he opened the door, there stood Grandma's minister. And the minister said, hello, son. Is your grandma at home? And the little Johnny, he replied, yeah, she's in the bedroom, banging her boyfriend.
Oh. Little Johnny really screwed that up, didn't he?
Whoa!
Well, that's all the jokes I have. Do you have any more?
I have one more. Kendall, a 7-year-old is talking to his 6-year-old friend. This is in 2010, right here. Uh-huh. The 7-year-old says, I just found a condom on the patio. And the 6-year-old says, what's a patio?
And that's all, right?
Can you believe the way that children are sexting each other as soon as they can walk these days.
Did I ever tell you about the time when I found a condom on the ground?
No.
Well, that'll have to be saved for another time. It's time to go to break.
Whoa. I gotta take a doo-doo break.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Hey, did you know there's more to Cliff and Kendall than Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast? And no, I'm not talking about the unofficial Kathy Griffin fan cast. In heaven, right now, we've already got a show running, Cliff and Kendall Cloud to Cloud. But we're obviously not there to host it each week. So each week we have dearly departed guest hosts. This week we have stars such as Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, and Beethoven filling in for us until we die. Isn't it nice to know there's something to look forward to after death? That's right. Cliff and Kendall Cloud to Cloud. Get ready, everybody. Won't you join us when you're dead for the show that's going to run forever?
Here they are again. Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from whatever.
All right, Cliff, we're back. And we're talking about shit. Now, I know that our listeners usually think, now, Cliff and Kendall, don't you always talk about shit?
Oh,
but
yeah.
This week, we really are talking about shit. And I'll tell you
what. This week, we're living up to our review in Podcaster Magazine as the world's shittiest podcast.
Now, I'll tell you what spurred this whole episode was that I was watching, you know, Dr. Oz originally from Oprah?
I've heard of him.
You've heard of him. Well, he had this episode. And he had this woman in the audience come up and he said, okay, we're going to talk about like what tells you about your poo and what it means. Uh-huh. And he had this woman take some brown Play-Doh and mold what her poop looked like. Ugh. And he said that if you have a like big rounded S-shaped poop, you're good. Because that means you're passing everything good. But if you have little round droplets that go bloop, bloop, bloop. That means you are constipated, and then it's hard to come out. You need to eat more fiber and more water.
That's what you used to have, right?
Well, I've always had that. But now that I've been taking fiber and, you know, eating Fiber One bars, cha-ching, my poop has been never better.
Oh, yeah. What about if you have a big, soggy, wet mound? That's what I like.
You mean like diarrhea?
Where it looks like pudding that has not yet congealed.
Well, that means that it is going through your intestines too quickly.
Uh-oh.
And you have too much water. So you need to, you know,
Stop taking laxatives?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
So
stop it, everybody out there.
Let that be a lesson to everyone. It's pretty stupid to take laxative, Cliff. You know what else is stupid?
This episode?
It's time for Kendall's Stupid Questions. End this episode. Now, Cliff?
Oh, yeah.
I got a stupid question for you.
All right.
When you look back on the life you have lived to this point,
yeah,
what in particular amazes you the most?
Amazes me the most?
Yeah, when you look back at your life and like, oh my God, that is the most amazing thing ever. What is it?
About me or about the world?
Your pick.
That you and I, two people so destined, so compatible to be BFF co-hosts for all eternity.
Uh-huh.
We're standing in line next to each other at the first day of registration at college. And when we handed over our, our registration forms, I remember Valerie or somebody said, well, you two should get to know each other because you have all the same classes.
Well, no, first they asked if we were brothers.
They said, you are both so fat, you must be in the same gene pool.
Well, all our listeners should probably be happy because if that never happened, we would not have this show today.
But isn't it funny? Isn't it funny how that happened?
You know, everything happens for a reason.
I think it's amazing.
That was one of the things that happened for a reason. All right, Cliff, what is the one trip you have never taken but that you would really like to take someday?
I would like to go. I was making a list the other day of places I'd like to go. In no particular order, I'd like to go to Chicago. I'd like to go to Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to go to San Francisco. I'd like to go to Seattle. And that's about it.
Well, I'd like to go to Europe.
I feel like it's more realistic for me to try to go to these places in America first.
To go somewhere that you can afford to get to.
Right, right.
All right, well, what event or activity in the next few months are you looking forward to more than anything else? Losing weight?
Yes.
We keep talking about that. It's coming one day.
We've only been talking for 150 episodes about losing weight, and one day it will happen.
All right, well, Cliff, that's all the questions I have for you that are really stupid.
Is that all?
That are stupid. I got plenty of questions that are completely normal.
You have any smart questions for me?
What's your IQ?
Kendall, it's so high.
It's so high, we can't even discuss it on the air.
I don't want you to be so sad. I don't want to make you feel like shit. So.
Well, as I understand it, we have a fable this week that you're going to read for us.
3-Star Theater, everybody. Right. Remember when we did this 6-7 years ago? We're doing it again.
It's time for Cliff and Kendall's 3-Star Theater.
Oh, how beautiful.
I thought you might think that. Go ahead and read our fable to us, Cliff, and I will provide the sound effects.
Kendall, I thought we needed some class. This episode is so shitty. I thought we needed some class. That's why we're doing 3-Star Theater.
What? It seems like I say that every week.
I know. After you get done, after the sad music, you're like, God, that was such a shitty episode.
And I think, we just need some class.
We need a class.
Well, give us some, Cliff. Give us some.
Kendall, this week's fable is called The Pig and the Sheep.
There comes the class.
Oh, God. I can't believe that sheep would talk like that. All right, The Pig and the Sheep, everybody, by Aesop.
Yeah. Go ahead. That's my sound effects, by the way. I'm getting really good.
Okay. A pig found his way into a meadow where a flock of sheep were grazing. The shepherd caught him and was proceeding to carry him off to the butcher's when he set up a loud squealing and struggled to get free. The sheep rebuked him for making such a to-do and said to him, "The shepherd catches us regularly and drags us off like that, and we don't make any fuss." "No, I dare say not," replied the pig, "but my case and yours are altogether different. He only wants you for wool, but he wants me for bacon."
Ooh.
Kendall, what do you think that means?
Well, I'm going to be honest here and say that I wasn't listening. That was for five sound effects.
classic.
But I know that I'm a vegetarian. And I did hear some speak about killing pigs for meat and yeah. getting some wool from the sheep. Yeah. And one's a lot worse than the other. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
What I think it means is because the sheep was complaining, like, oh, why are you acting like this, you pig? You know, don't be so mad. We go with the shepherd all the time. But I think it means, like, if we're the sheep, we should take it into account that we don't know why other people are acting the way that they are. Because they might have a really good reason, like the pig was going to be slaughtered for bacon.
Yeah, so we're just falsely complaining about everything.
Yeah, well, we might be.
So basically in that story, you were the sheep and I was the pig.
Kendall, in every story, you're the pig. No matter what I am, you are the pig.
Oh, man.
Which is sad.
That is sad. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard. Oh, man. Oh, wait, never mind. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. It's the sad music. Cliff, you know, it's I don't so know what sad. Our show would be without the sad music. It would probably be a sheep. But this sad music, it's the pig.
Think how shitty our show would be without this music.
Listeners, if you have any questions about your shit and you want to ask us, I do have a book that says what your poo is telling about you, and I will be happy to answer it. You can email us.
If you want to call and say, Cliff and Kendall, what the hell possessed you to do a show about shit?
You can call us at 818-3084-FAT. You can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. You can check out all the shittiness that is Cliff and Kendall at cliffandkendall.com. Our blog is cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. We're on Facebook Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you can ask us, you can write on our Facebook page, Cliff and Kendall, I'm never listening to your show again because you did that episode about shit.
Yeah, that's at facebook.com/CliffandKendall. We're on MySpace.
If you want to Twitter us and say, Cliff and Kendall, that was the worst episode themed about shit that I've ever heard.
If there is a website that has not been created yet, we're on it. Just whatever the website is, /CliffandKendall, we're there.
If something in the last few months has taken the place of Facebook, you can bet that we're on it.
Yes.
And you we're can find begging for anywhere. People to listen.
Google Cliff and Kendall. You'll find us.
Google. But make sure you put it in quotation marks. Cliff and Kendall.
Do you have a quote, Cliff?
And we're there. I do. Do you have a quote?
I do.
All right, you go with yours first.
Well, I have two. The first one is this. You're young, you're drunk, you're in bed, you have knives, shit happens. And that's Angelina Jolie. And the second one is when you're up to your nose in shit, keep your mouth shut. And that's an unknown author.
Oh, love him. Now, mine is this. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. And that was Marie Curie.
What a load of shit.
Oh, she did die of radiation poisoning.
Well, she didn't see it coming. Oof, goodness gracious. All right, well, Cliff, take us home.
Well, if I had to say one thing about the Curies, it was that their not knowing didn't keep them from being killed by radiation. And take me home,
shitty roads.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Then we should always...